Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And we live. Welcome to the Dear Son Show, where we do have meaningful conversations for the fathers, for those who are fathers, and for the fatherless. I'm going to get that one day.
Go get it.
That's 2 episodes back to back that I've driven, if you will, and I'm still fumbling on that thing. But I do know we have real-time conversations so that we can address the elephant in the room so that we cannot have to say the old cliche of, man, I wish I knew then what I know now. I'm one of your hosts, Jay Black.
Dijon's other host.
What's up, brother? What you got today?
Man, we here.
Yeah.
AM.
Yeah.
AM greetings.
Yeah.
AM greetings, man. I feel, today I feel good, man. Yeah. I've been having some challenges lately, but today I'm number one claiming it's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
And I feel it so far. So everything. All right. How about you?
Same. In the groove at school, up and rolling. Finally found what my groove seems to be, what it shall be for the semester. Kids doing well with their little school groove and routine. So everything good, man. I don't have any complaints. I'm excited. Football season has officially kicked off by the time this episode airs. We knee deep in football season. And matter of fact, y'all got a little rivalry, a newborn rivalry that I appreciate, that I feel like should have been a rivalry for years. That old Texas-Louisiana border, which I don't know how this guy's a Cowboy fan. He's all the way from Virginia, but that's another conversation for another day. However,
get it out. I'm let you rock. Go ahead, cook.
That old Cowboy Saints game is knocking on the door. That by the time this airs, we'll know who the victory is.
Yeah.
You know, we're pretty consistent, so we don't have to worry about dating our episodes.
Yeah.
What you feeling about that?
I don't care about it. I mean, as long as we win, it meant something when my boy was coaching for the Saints. I was a little torn. Not that I became a Saints fan, but it was like, I want to win, but he lost.
Yeah.
Now he's in Buffalo, and Buffalo doing their thing. So, I don't know. When I saw it, cause it's at the time of this recording, it's soon.
Yeah.
Like soon.
Yeah.
So I thought about y'all. I was like, man, I wonder if he, probably got connects to get tickets or whatever, but I don't know.
If so many people wasn't coming to town, there's a lot of people coming to town. So we defaulted to the tailgate thing.
Okay.
So
okay.
Everybody, which is weird because it's actually a colleague, doing it. And he was kind of like, come through. So we was like, So that's how that's gonna play out.
Yep.
But we got a good strong topic today. Again, we like to get right to it to not waste a lot of time or fluff on it. But a lot of times we get caught up in life about cliche. It's something could be so cliche that we stop saying it. But when there's so much value in a cliche or a saying, I think we need to keep some of these sayings alive, man. And I'll visit that more later in the episode. But without further ado, today's topic that we will be discussing is winning the battle but losing the war.
Winning the battle but losing the war.
Yeah. No, many people have heard that a million times in life. But even today's time, I feel like it's very important to revisit that. What crosses your mind? The first thing now.
Yeah.
When you hear that.
First thing is, I'm very familiar with battles, but I'm not so sure that I understand the war at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can call it battle or war if you're not careful of understanding the big picture thing. So that was the first thing that triggered in my mind is making sure you actually understand the war for what it, understanding the difference.
Right.
You know what I mean? There could be many battles that make up a war. So that was the knee jerk right there.
Yeah. For me, the biggest thing that jumped out at me is I associated with the moral of the story being living in the moment, the mistakes that can be made for living too in the moment and not having foresight, not looking ahead or what's around the corner. You're so focused on today that you're not really planning for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'd like to attack this from maybe 3 different areas.
Okay.
We'll obviously start with our children to stay consistent with the platform. So as a parent, like right now, you have a son that's a senior in high school. You have a daughter that's away at college.
Mm-hmm.
So now both of them are in a what typically for teens, a pivotal moment in their lives.
Sure.
Right. So a freshman at college, a whole new world has opened up to her.
Mm-hmm.
A senior in high school, he's closing one chapter and about to open another, be it school or whatever his decision is for life.
Yep.
Focusing too much on right now, and I don't want to guide your response to this. What do you think, from a parent's perspective, looking at their children, do you feel like we focus so much on today, dealing with, say, for instance, my child is about to graduate high school, but we set you up for success today.
Yeah.
But had I looked more into the future of what you really were going to be doing or capable of, maybe I could have maneuvered some things today. So I won. I got you graduated out of high school, and then I pushed you into this other college, per se, that I felt like was a good school for you.
Yeah.
But should I have done it? And I'll revisit that in a minute, what I mean by that. But I want to first get your perspective on that.
The benefit for me is my son to be the third one making the college decision. So you mentioned my second oldest daughter, which is starting her freshman year in college. I have an older daughter that's gone through a freshman year in college and made some other choices, absolutely, right? And saw life differently than college being the answer right then. And she just birthed a child.
Yes.
So there's another dynamic in the house of all of these things, all of these directions that life can play out within this 3 to 4 year window that they all kind of in, right? Because my oldest is 21. My son that's about to graduate is 17.
Yes.
So, and the other one's right there in the middle. She's 18 going on 19. Yes.
Yes.
Math is mathing. Yeah. So I do have some like points of reference in how to deal with him. And not that they're all the same, but every child's algorithm gives you data.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So with my son, we've had the conversations and throwback to an episode that kind of got people riled up about when you were trying to get in contact with your son to understand his direction in life from a previous marriage,
right?
The communication wasn't great, and there was some other dynamics.
Absolutely.
That episode will be referenced somewhere in the show notes or maybe in the card above. But it's continue having those conversations with my son, because I didn't want to overwhelm him,
mm-hmm,
especially watching how he performs in school. Like things started to click for him last year.
Right, right, right.
Where he could see, okay, I got one sister that did this. I got another sister that's talking about scholarships and going away and having some other different opportunities because of how she applied herself. And he's like, man, I'm late. It's like, yeah, you're late, but it's not over.
Right,
right. Right. So a couple of battles, you may not have stepped up for, mm-hmm, in real time, but it's not lost information.
Right.
It's not a lost cause. So, you know, the question now is like, what do you want to do? And he's honestly like, I don't know. And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Because that's honest.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know, but I followed what my dad recommended, which, no shade to him, he recommended that based on how I was performing in school.
Yes.
I was good at chemistry and math. He said, you should be a chemical engineer. Environmental engineer was a new thing, kind of EPA driven at that time. And I think the first graduated class was the same year I graduated from high school. So it was a new industry.
Right.
I would be miserable as an engineer today. Right. And,
yes,
and I dare not say I wasted time in school, but I started down that path. And even though my discipline wasn't there for a 4 year college, when I switched to a community college, I was still an engineer major.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I went a couple more semesters. I was like, nah, this ain't it.
Yeah.
And I made that switch. When I made the switch, everything clicked. Grades went up, went back to the 4 year, graduated. And, you know, it kind of charted my course from there. So one of my common long drawn out answers is with my son, the pressure today is to be thoughtful about all of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to focus on what's in front of you, because if you miss the pothole, you drop, right?
Right.
But you don't stop looking down the street to see the car crossing at the next intersection.
Yes.
That kind of thing. So we're having more frequent conversations about what he's leaning towards and what he's comfortable with. And for, like, the conversations when I pick him up from school have gotten more in depth. Mm-hmm. Not just, yo.
Right.
What happened today?
Yeah.
Where you at? What happened with that project you were talking about? And with him taking control of it, he's more leading it like that. These are my grades.
Yeah.
That's more meaningful to me than, yeah, son, show me your grades. And then, you know, you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I want to see them, but I want you to have some kind of ownership of that. So that's where we are with the daily versus long-term battles. But I think as long as we keep both in perspective, mm-hmm, through conversation, we'll find some kind of path.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that. I kind of dealing with the same. And especially funny you mentioned that last portion. Excuse me. I have the same thing going. I've noticed my 18-year-old, who's also a senior in high school this year, he has been coming to me more. You know, it's not solicited. Like, I'll just be sitting and he'll just walk up on me and just start a conversation about what's going on at school or grades or thoughts he's having about next level. Like, he's genuinely asking me questions that I used to would have to pull out of him.
Yeah.
So on topic, something that stood out to me in the last week or two, I actually had two different situations, one with my son, one with a niece of mine, that winning the battle but losing the war. But contrary to what it looks like, the children had the war in sight. And all of the adults were focused on winning that battle on the table, you know.
Say more.
So with my son, there was an instance where he was trying to change a course. So he went talk to a teacher or advisor, counselor, or what have you, about joining this committee. And with that committee, a class came to us. So he was like, oh, I'm going to change from the tech school that they go to,
yeah,
and drop that and roll into this. She was like, yep, we got room in this course for it here. So the ball is rolling. But now when it goes to the formalities of submitting the documents for it, they shut it down immediately. Oh, it's full. No room. Can't move. Well, when that information made it back to his mom, she didn't receive it so well.
I can imagine.
You shunning my baby.
I can imagine.
That's what I heard. I don't know that she said those words, but in my ears,
I see it in her face.
You
right
shunning
now.
My baby. And that's not how this is going to go.
Right.
So now she starts that ball of communication with the decision maker, the co-decision maker, justify it, show it to me. Why would this person approve it,
right,
research, and even find a slot? And so as that rolls, were you right to do that? And could you stand on that? Absolutely. The justification is there. The approval was pending, if you will. And it appeared that no research had been done for the final decision to be made. However, could you press forward and keep going? Yes. The son stepped in and said, hey, it's okay. I found out if I keep this other course, I'll end up with a certification because I've already done this much. This is the final piece. It's better for me to keep it anyway. Okay, son. Yeah, but if you really want to do this, am I right? Yes. Could I press this issue and win in this moment?
Yes.
But the war, that battle is won, but that war, we now just failed because certification is on the table. With the niece, the same thing. Somebody came wrong. It got to the parent. The parent was ready to go light the situation up.
What are we doing?
Let's go get this. She was like, hey, the niece now had to tell all the adults, because I was hot when I heard it. Like, we were sitting at the table and we all got the information at the same time. All the aunts, uncles, and parents with the, no, they're not going to play with you like this.
Yeah.
She was like, well, hey, listen. Sure, y'all can go in there and do that. And she'll let this make it and put it back in my favor. But this is the beginning of the school year. The rest of this year, I'm going to catch pure hell. That lady is going to not give me the benefit of the doubt, yeah, in a situation where the discretion could be used. So when she said that, thank you for that, baby. I thanked her. Thank you for that. I needed that because now I can apply this actually in some other areas in my, yeah, life, not just this situation.
That's a throwback to tolerating versus enabling.
Yeah.
Parents going in hot, defending their children at all costs, not having all the information, not having thought out the steps down the road, because that's a real thing. I mean, the child has to go to that class every day and deal with whatever petty, because teachers is just older children.
It could be the worst.
Adults are just older children.
And can be super the petty. Worst.
Mm.
So with that portion in mind, you and I have like stories about we went off to college,
mm-hmm.
gave it a shot, and that thing just didn't pan out. So
nah.
we pulled the cord,
yeah,
regrouped, go live life a little bit, jump, and thankfully went back and put our hat back in the ring. Yeah. It worked out.
Yeah.
I'm actually in the process of doing that. Right now.
Finishing what you started.
Finishing what I started. Which we're going to talk about that. Sometimes parents, I've seen, I'm noticing, and this is a fork in the road, actually.
Mm.
The battle is life decisions for the child. There's a debate. There's a healthy debate going on right now of how involved parents should be with selecting a career field or choice for their child right now.
Yeah.
This is, I can't tell you how many parents are, and I don't know if it's because that's a phase of our lives we're in, we're exposed to so much of it. So applying winning the battle and losing the war, I'll present both sides of the coin and I'll let you choose which side you want to discuss, or even maybe both. On the head side of the coin, you have, let my child decide what they want to do. This is your life. You know what speaks to you. You know what makes you happy. And you know what you should or should not do in life based on the foundations I've given you to be a sound human being.
Mm-hmm.
You graduate and you say, I don't want anything to do with school. Hey, what's your plan? Or I'm going to school, but I'm not going to name any fields because I don't want anybody to feel attacked.
Underwater basket weaving, right?
Yeah. So that's what you choose. The parent doesn't see any value in it by their own lens, but I'm going to trust you. Go be that. They go to school and that's what they do. I'm going to stop there because I don't want to go to the career portion. The tail side of the coin. Son, I have a little more experience at this life, or daughter. I have more experience at this life thing. And right now with the shift in the economy and the world, the way of the world, I'll give you an option. All right. But you have these three options.
Mm-hmm.
You can only choose one of these three things or three fields. If you're going to college right now in 2024, if you're not going to do this, this, or this, I don't want to hear it. Not talking about it. If I'm paying for it,
that's the part with my support.
Right. Yeah. With my support, it's these three things. Now, some parents are even more drastic than that. They're like, I don't care who's paying for it. It's going to be these three things or nothing. Yeah. But you don't have that right. They're going to be an adult. But so just keeping with not being a tyrant, you have these three options. So now, in one scenario, winning the battle is my child has the freedom to choose their life. They're a young adult now. Maybe the life turns out great. Maybe it doesn't. That's the war portion. And this one, statistically, these three fields, as long as you apply yourself and you're successful and learn the material and get in the field, more often than not, these three fields are lucrative and, you know, worthy of your time and money. Let's just say I didn't pay all of this money. There's a return on the investment. You graduate in this. It's highly likely you're going to get this money back, which is. Is there a right? Is there a wrong? Is this being a tyrant, choosing these three fields and guiding this unguided soul? You're still a child. You're still under my roof. You don't know life. You haven't been out here. I've been working. I'm in the professional world, whatever I do.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? Does that apply? Because sure, you're mad, perhaps as the kid, I hate those three things. But maybe you'll win the war because now later you'll have the resources to go and apply yourself or do what you want. What do you think? And I feel like I said a lot. No, I really wanted to unpack it.
It was giving me time to kind of shape my response. So I don't, from my experience, mm-hmm. for me, it wouldn't be a matter of right and wrong. It'd be a matter of best intentions. For the first time in the, I dare say the history of the world, mm-hmm. the written history of the world, the parent might not be in the best position to understand what's happening.
Right.
Especially if they've been in their field for so long, because I think we're the tail end of those, of the generations that subscribe to the work 70 years for a company and go retire with yep. the 2 years to live kind of thing.
Yep.
A lot of us talk about not being that, but when you look up at life, like I see some of my friends posting, they're like, man, 30 years at this company, 25 years at this company. And, you know, I did 13, that's the longest that I did. And I never would have thought that I would do that. So I guess number one, that model in and of itself doesn't work. Loyalty to a company doesn't mean a thing.
Right.
I don't know that our generation or the generation that buys them, because there's, you know, parents younger than us that have kids in that same space, understand the impact of like AI. Like this is another world history shift, like manufacturing or the internet. Like it's, and I don't know how many to the nth power it is beyond those things, but it is like, that's going to be a dramatic shakeup.
I agree.
And dare you advise your child to go into a field that you believe in that's solid now, that's going to be replaced by non-people. They're going to unpeople positions very rapidly, very soon. So I I don't know what to tell my son is a sure shot.
Right.
The things that I can tell him is that no matter what you do, having a passion or not having a passion will be a deal breaker for whatever it is. And you can convince yourself to do something you're not passionate about for 40 years or if there is that kind of opportunity left.
Mm-hmm.
But
time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Let's understand the things that you lean to and figure out how to maneuver in the world with that.
Yes.
Right? Because it might just be an understanding that this is not a high income yielding profession.
Right.
But I love it. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of, and I'm not taking a stab. This is what teachers and educators say. We're undervalued. And I believe they are to a large degree. Also, it is exactly what it is right now until it isn't.
Financially.
But historically, and it'd actually be interesting to see how AI plays into that, because if they're teaching from a script, and I know some go off script and add value, and you know those are the ones that you treasure, but you know so much of it is becoming a repetition of things to maintain order or maintain control, maintain oppression. All of those things align with that, right? So yes. If the less risk we can have in somebody deviating from the schedule
mm-hmm.
or the plan, mm-hmm. the war plan,
right?
The more control we maintain over whatever population and how we want to control that. So, I think I answered your question.
Yeah, you did, because that the biggest thing that stood out is the passion. I've heard it even be presented as, and I've done it. I've presented it in this way as well. Is maybe that thing that you truly, truly love, you just can't afford to do yet.
Right.
So now maybe, and I told my son this, I said, and I was sharing this with some ladies at the Littles school. And they were like, man, I need to tell my kid that they're in college right now. When I told my son was get into a field that don't do what you hate, but at least find something you like enough that is lucrative.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to the saying of do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So now you fund what you love off this thing because it is lucrative enough for you to do it. Now it makes enough money to sustain your lifestyle, take care of you and your family, but also the overage, if you will, you apply that to what I love. And in that way, now when that thing that I love takes off to a point where it's like this thing that I like is now replaced with this thing that I love, it's gratification, you know, because if you talk to these kids right now, Monday, they love engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, they want to be in design. Friday,
they want to be a YouTuber.
Mm-hmm. Like, man, I think I can do it. So I feel like don't get caught up in the moment with you're so caught up listening to what the child wants to do. And I keep saying child. I know these are young adults at mm-hmm. that point, but you're so caught up in what they want to do and being their friend that you allow them to make lifelong decisions that you and that person are now going to have to undo when just a little research and conversation on this end of it could change that out. So
I think one of the worst things you could do is either blindly or enablingly. I don't know if that's a word. We're going to go to enablingly.
We'll use it.
is ride with their decision when you can see that it is not the best decision, not because you're hating on it, but because they haven't put enough thought to it to actually understand the from to. I just want to be this. It's like that episode of the Cosby Show when Theo was talking about how much it'd be to live on, you know, and that's the dumbest thing I ever heard in the world. And I think some of those responses might need to find their way back into our conversation, not necessarily in terms of hurting a child or putting them down.
Right.
But you don't want to kill their hopes and their dreams, but you got to have healthy conversations that require them to defend their pursuit of such.
I agree with that. I like that because now don't be a yes man to your children.
Say it easier.
You know, it could be even if it's a great idea, try to strip it a little bit in front of them. Help them dig deeper. Help them reach those roots even deeper into that soil, that thought that they have.
Yeah.
Sure, you think you're going to make it. You think this is going to be it. Great. I hope so. But if this happens, what do you do?
Right.
I don't know. Okay. You don't know that. What if you get in that market and by the time you finally get in that market is built for 10 people, but there's 300 people in it. What do you do? I don't know that either.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's come up with a plan for that. So I'm not trying to debunk it or discourage you. If I do this at home and it becomes a healthy exercise, one, you now understand that I'm not attacking you or telling you that you don't do that or killing your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm helping you reinforce and reiterate your dream. So by the time you get out there in that real conversation, in that real competition, the first hiccup you come across is not going to discourage you.
It's going to be like,
oh, no, mm-hmm. me and dad did this all the time. I already know. Sure, I know. Oversaturated market. I shift to this. Oh, okay, this limited supply. I pivot to this. Because you've had those conversations. And whatever the industry is, I promise you can come up with 5 things at least to challenge their thought process. And if they shy away from the 5 and say, well, I just don't want to do that anymore, don't accept that either.
Yeah.
Nope. You presented it to me. I want you to still go do this research anyway. Research this and show this to me and then exit. Like, don't give your kid an out. Whether you do this or not, I need you to research these 5 questions I just asked you and bring it back to me and let's discuss it. Because now you may be discouraged and quit or want to quit, but because I made you go do the 5 anyway and bring it back to me, that could reinforce both of us to where now I'm looking at you like, boy, that was brilliant. Yeah. I think you should do this. And he's like, he see it as well. Man, if I didn't do this, I wouldn't have saw this. I wasn't thinking this. Now he doubled down and you're more in a position to double down with him. Like, yeah, you doing that.
Yep. Because a lot of us are still trying to pursue our goals and our dreams, and we don't have an abundance of excess hope to give.
Right.
So we got to challenge. We got to be mindful of how we challenge that it doesn't disrupt or discourage them beyond return or repair. So I think that's like what you're saying is conversations that anybody pursuing anything needs to have somebody accountable to challenge them like that.
Yes.
Just in general.
Yes.
You said there were a couple of different angles you wanted to hit. One. I know I got one. I don't want to.
No. You can't. That was the two there that dealt with the college high school deal. And then going into, parents listening actually to the children, because sometimes they have the war in sight and we don't, we're hot in the moment.
Yeah. I want to, touch on like kids, the younger generation willing to risk their life, throw their life away over what they believe is a war. That's really maybe not, I mean, I shouldn't say it isn't a war, but not theirs to fight.
Right.
Some things happening back home. I'm from, for those that don't know, I'm from Hampton, Virginia. Home of some legends, the whole 757 area, Allen Iverson, Mike Vick, Ron Curry, several others, but that's the area I'm from. And Hampton and Newport News are a couple of cities that make up the 757. And there's always been some kind of rub.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm from here, you from there kind of thing.
Right.
And it showed out a little bit when I was in high school. You could be somewhere where you're not in the majority and get caught out there, get caught short. But it wasn't like you were scared to go somewhere or you felt, at least I didn't feel like felt in danger. Now they're shooting at bus stops. And I dare not make it light of that at all, because it sounds like there's some retaliatory activities taking place. Football games getting canceled between schools because allegedly the rift is between those two schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I know times have changed and regard for life is at an all time low. It's hard. I guess I'm the old head now. Like, how do we get here? Like, before you could fight, you could fight and a couple of things would happen. You're going to win or you're going to be embarrassed.
Right.
But you go to school the next day.
Right.
Wear your black eye, wear your busted lip, whatever it is. The evidence is there, but the people are still alive to make another decision or to go back, get back. You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing.
Yes.
And it's almost like, do you overreact to protect your children because of the actions of others? And because now homeschool for me is back on the table. Donovan graduates. We got, you know, the younger kids are in sixth and fourth grade now. Ooh.
Mm-mm.
Yes, mine.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be changing schools.
I'm going to bump them down. Yes, yeah.
They're going to be changing schools next year. And like for me, that's an answer. But do you lose the, how do you operate in the world? Right. How do you deal with conflict? Because we homeschooled when we were overseas and the kids were in, I think, sixth, fourth, and third grade when we started. So they did sixth, seventh, and eighth. They did those three grades. So one was starting in sixth, one was starting in fourth, they were starting in third. So they did those homeschool. And of course, we were overseas, like we were in a very different environment where crime wasn't even a crime over there. Somebody might steal a flashlight,
right, something like that.
Right. We were in the UAE. But now it's to the point where if I were still living at home, and I know you see the school alerts now about the threats in North Texas schools.
Right.
And I was pairing that with the reality of what's happening at home. And it's not like we didn't have an active shooter in schools two or three years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Two years. Yeah.
Not far from here, right there on 360.
I'm looking at it. Can never call the name. My children would have been going to that school if we stayed where we were. My oldest daughter went 1 year there. And no, she went 2 years. 3. When we moved here, it was her senior year, but it was COVID, so she didn't actually go to the school a lot. But considering all of that, like where are you at on the reaction scale of protecting them from battles that maybe that's what it is, protecting them from battles that other kids are creating?
As I look at it, I think about it a lot, but I try to not acknowledge it as much as I do think about it. Because with my wife, that's like inciting a riot. Because she can't just hear something. She
feels process like
now something has to happen.
Yeah.
Well, if you feel that way, you're right. We need to come up with a plan. Like, we need to implement this, or maybe go into, like you said, homeschool. So then she'll start researching curriculums, and I'll be like, wait, I'm not there. I'm just telling you how I feel. So it's kind of, I look at it like I'm nervous when I start thinking about pulling them of the alphabet soup or the gumbo, if you will. Like, the priceless exposure for free that they get to all these different personalities and these different thought processes. So you're not fascinated with something because of the unknown. You've seen it. You've been around that. Like, we were jokingly talking to my son the other day. He took his cap and gown pictures, and there were kids there that were dressed in the goth. And my wife was like, man, we used to have kids at school like that. So she and I are having that conversation. He jumped in. He was like, yeah, we got a little group at the school. Whereas if you're not exposed to that, and then you get out and you do see it in the world, you're so fascinated and intrigued by it because you haven't seen it. You don't know what that'll do. You may spiral into that, or you may get caught in that, or go that route. And I'm not downing it or saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's yet another thing that you did not see. So now your fascination is not necessarily that you understand and identify. You're more so like, that's a new thing. I want to do it. I want to jump into all the piercings because I haven't seen it, but now I see it. The same thing with the violence. I hate to see my children exposed to or go through violence, but I think it's a necessary evil because now you're not so gullible. You see it brewing. You watch this whole thing develop. It ends terribly, and that's unfortunate, but you were able to be exposed to the conversations that were had on the front end. One of two things, avoidance or like, I hear it, I see it, I know how this turns out.
Right.
I'm either about to remove myself from this situation, or maybe I can intervene. Because what if it's one of my friends? I still have conversations with some guys that I know now here and there that I say, hey, I can't afford to go out with you anymore because you move a certain way.
Wow.
The way I move, I'm not going to let anything happen to you, but I can't allow you to walk around like you got this unlimited bodyguard with you. I can get loose because I know I got protection. That's not what my protection is about. My protection is haphazardly. So like, you can't haphazardly go bump into somebody because you got the little man complex and you feel like, don't touch me, I got my people with me. No, sir. So I need my kids to see that. So you recognize it like, hey, this is my friend, man, but he a hothead. I can't go public places with him. Whereas if I put him in a certain controlled bubble, you don't get those. I could tell you all day, but if you don't see it or you don't get that exposure to it or different levels to it, you'll get the lesson. They got the lesson 9th through 12th grade. You'll get the lesson in college or after or in the workplace.
Yeah.
And they already see you coming. So now you're going to get manipulated because you didn't get your early life exposure to the foolery before they really fine tune this con craft that they have.
Yeah.
They were slouches at it in high school. So you could kind of see it. Whereas they see the mistakes they made in the con in high school. They perfect at it as adults. So if you're gullible and everybody was upstanding and nice and respectful around you, your scope is now the world is upstanding, nice and respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I see a terror or, you know, certain type of people that I match profiles on television, not knowing this clean cut, smooth talking fella right here, he finna get you.
They all the harm in the world.
Yeah, he finna get you.
Mm.
So I like to have that exposure. So that it's like germs. You get out there and you get exposed to the germ and make you sick right now. But that immune system recognizes that germ. We got a plan for that germ. We ever see that again. Life is the same way. If you stay in a sterile environment your entire childhood, by the time you're an adult, And now you go exposed to these germs and you're wondering why everybody else walking around looking like they're perfectly healthy. Their immune system has been exposed to these germs their whole life and they're fighting it. Yep. Whereas now I just put a clean soul, clean spirit in a bed full of germs. Mm. You're going to be sick for 10 years, man, or maybe not even make it past that exposure to that first germ. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Man, thoughts and prayers to the family of those that are impacted, absolutely, that were impacted back home. And I know that's one of many. That's not a new story. Mm-hmm. But anytime something happens, you know, the place where you're from, at least for me, it starts to resonate. Mm-hmm. A place where you're from or the place where you are, you know, those things start to resonate. I mean, I know there's so much more to go. We at our sweet spot now. How you want to do it?
We good. That's okay. I feel like this was a good, healthy conversation. Yeah. And again, we try to expose things that we have going because I promise you there's people out there. Every aspect of what we talked about on this episode today, from college choices, career choices with your child, violence or clique or crowd temperament, if you will, for your children. It all applies, and hopefully it sparks thoughts and conversations in those that could do something about it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So again, as we typically say, or usually say, I don't want to say it's typical because it's necessary. Like, share, and subscribe. Also support those that you love, support those that you like, support those that you enjoy, support Black business. You know, we got a lot of entrepreneurs out here. I love the fact that the entrepreneurial spirit is moving throughout the minority community, and we need to continue to do such. And we're not just a minority-based platform. I don't ever want to give that idea either. We have friends, followers, and fans, if you will, of every ethnicity you could name, and we appreciate that. We're thankful. So hopefully these topics aren't so gender-based or gender-specific or race-specific that anyone thinks that they can't apply what they're watching or following. Like, you don't have to sneak and watch the episode because you feel like you're watching a Black show.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, even one step further, just women initially, because of the name, their son.
Yeah.
Then some may click like, wait a minute, I have son. Yeah, y'all birthed the sons.
Yes.
So there's always going to be some kind of connection. And you had a father or you didn't have a father, and that relationship impacts how you see the world.
Yes.
So hopefully, you know, there are people that are taking an interest in how their sons develop, that create some great husband opportunities or candidates for these daughters that are being born.
Support the Dear Son Network.
Absolutely.
Support the Dear Son Podcast. Support Love Keisha J Studio.
Yep. And I am inserting something right now as I'm talking because I never have the book handy. Yeah. But you see the book on the screen. If you don't, if you're not watching this, you're on the audio platform, it'll be in the link below. But my wife has a series of children's books that she's written. The first of the series is published. Great reviews, great product, very thoughtful, and great messaging in the book itself. So again, check the link below if you're on the audio or on the video for ordering purposes. But this is the book that I keep saying I wish I had.
Yeah.
Not thinking about just inserting.
Yeah.
After.
That's it. Support Flexion Chiropractic. Support your favorite team, man. I don't respect you if you have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams, but you be you. On that note, you got anything, brother? Got anything else?
That's reminding me of a show you want to do. We can get that off.
You don't want it.
You know me, bro.
Stay tuned.
Appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace.
Peace.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.